do not understand.
Come.
I'm sorry to disturb you, sir.
Strange events have taken place over the last few days that I can barely bring myself to document.
What is it?
The lieutenant sent me, sir.
I'm busy.
Aye, sir. Spotted from the forecastle deck and the main topmast.
Telescope, Lieutenant.
Our passage ahead is blocked.
And we shall sail around it.
Impossible, sir. It has closed us in on all sides. Stern, bow, port and starboard.
When a passage opens, we shall continue north. Tell the men to hold their nerve.
Captain! There's a sighting port side!
Look, sir. A dark shape moving off a mile hence.
Yes, I see it.
It is a man, Captain. Running across the ice.
Impossible. Hundreds of miles from the land. Look at the size of him.
It's a trick of the light. We're deceived.
It is an apparition.
They were uneasy and crossed themselves. A strange figure disappeared into the white, cold world to the north and left us alone in the wasteland once again.
We must keep a check on the men's superstitions and not refer to this incident again, Lieutenant.
I could not agree more, sir.
That night, I had strange dreams, and I awoke to the low moaning of the ice breaking beneath the wooden keel.
Thank you, God. You have delivered us.
Oh, what's this?
Come aboard, man!
What's happening here?
Half my men were leaning over the port side main deck, so occupied they did not hear me. The night was still, and a universe of stars shone down on us.
Someone speak to me.
A man, sir. Half dead. He's drifted on an ice sheet out of the darkness.
I looked overboard with them and saw a sledge with a haggard figure on board. The dogs lay dead around him. He was emaciated with fatigue and suffering. He did not move, but his eyes burnt with a passion.
He won't come aboard.
Who are you, sir?
My name is Victor Frankenstein.
You are on the brink of death, Mr. Frankenstein. You must come aboard.
I travel alone.
You don't understand. We are your only hope of survival.
You cannot save me.
Deprivations have made him lose his mind, Captain.
Where are you headed?
I am headed to hell.
I see. Well, I'm headed to the North Pole. Perhaps it's on your way.
If you are headed north, then I shall come aboard.
Help him up. Help him up.
Bring
brandy and blanket. Place it by the galley stove.
He was suffering a raging fever. Afraid we would lose him, I had him taken to my cabin instead. After many hours of rest, he was recovered enough to speak a little.
What is this place?
You're in my cabin. You were but moments from death when we found you.
Oh, my dogs died one by one.
And yet you lived, which is a miracle. Why have you come so far upon the ice, Mr. Frankenstein?
To seek one who fled from me.
Who?
A demon.
You are still with fever, I believe.
You are frightened. You have seen him.
I've seen no demons.
Tell me.
We saw a figure the day before we found you.
Where?
Headed north. He disappeared. We've not seen him since.
I must be on deck to watch for him.
You are too ill.